والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the one who refires Buruja Park in abundance will have light at the pool Sirat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Hamza, there is a hadith al-Qudsi reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that verily Allah Azza wa Jal has said, whoever shows enmity to my wali, to my friend, then I declare war against him. And the next part, Allah Azza wa Jal shows how a person becomes close to him. And my servant does not draw near to me with anything more love to me than the righteous deeds that I have obligated upon him. And then further in the Hadith of Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and my servant continues to draw nearer to me with his nawafil deeds until I love him. And when I love him, I become his hearing with which he hears, I become his sight with which he sees, I become his hand with which he strikes, his foot with which he walks. Were he to ask me anything, I will surely give it to him, and were he to seek refuge with me, I would surely grant him refuge. So this is in Bukhari Sharif, alhamdulillah. So this hadith is a hadith of Qudsi, where Allah Azza wa Jal is describing how we can get close to him. Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, for us to get close to him, it's obvious that we have to perform those actions that he has made obligatory upon us. That is first and primary. To fulfill all the obligatory duties first. So the first part of the hadith discuss who are the awliya or the beloved or the devoted servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that the question that should come to our mind is that how can we become friends of Allah? How can we become awliya Allah? Awliya Allah means friends of Allah. Who does not want to become the friend of Allah? And the root of awliya comes from mawaliya, which means to come close. So we translate the word as devoted servant, but literally it means whoever comes close to Allah Azza wa Jal, they are the wali of Allah. So this hadith tells us the ways of getting close to Allah Azza wa Jal. That means how we can strive to get close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Different categories, the scholars say, of awliya are. The first are those who fulfill the obligatory duties. And secondly, the higher level are those who go beyond the obligatory duties. That means they perform voluntary duties like nawafil acts in abundance. So the portion where Allah Azza wa Jal says, I love him. This is a special kind of love. It is for the awliya, those who go beyond what is expected of them. It's about purification of the soul. So the first obligation obviously refers to those who do the duties to Allah diligently, that means the faraid, they are also awliya, friends of Allah, because they are obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. So they are also referred to as friends of Allah. That means keeping away from what is sinful and doing what is obligatory. That is the minimum requirement. So there is, as you mentioned, two categories, broad categories, because even amongst the special awliya ikram, you got different categories as well. You get many categories of awliya ikram. As you say, some are called kutub, some are called awtad, some are called abdal. So you have different levels of awliya ikram, but we'll give them one broad category, higher level of awliya ikram. But those who do and carry out what Allah Azza wa Jal has made obligatory, all the faraid, that means they punctual with the 5 daily salah, and when the month of Ramadan comes, they fast diligently, they pay the zakat correctly and on time, and when it's ready for them to go for Hajj, they fulfill all the obligatory duties and they stay away from sins. So these are the two qualities that makes you a friend of Allah. Now we come to the next phase, where those who go beyond that, that means they do more than what is required. The Almighty Allah says that they do the nawafil to such an extent that they do more and more nawafil, and Allah Azza wa Jal says that I become the eyes with which they see, I become the mouth with which they talk, I become the ears with which they hear, I become the hands with which they strike, I become the legs with which they walk. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, and whatever they ask of me, I give them. Now this is the higher level of awliya ikram. Then those who strive, because there is benefit. Because it's normal. The more you try to achieve whatever you want, you will excel. If you strive in business to get degrees upon degrees, etc., and you get higher and higher level. So the more you strive in dunya, you become successful. The more you strive spiritually, you become successful as well. But the spiritual success is the greatest success. This is what this teaches us. This hadith, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and they draw closer to me by performing the nawafil. And when they perform the nawafil, that means in abundance, then they become my friends. And when they become, when I make them my friends, I become the eyes with which they see. I become the mouth with which they talk. So it means their seeing power is much more than normal people. Their hearing power is much more than normal people. And we have seen many examples of this, of the awliya ikram. They can be in one place and they know what's happening elsewhere. As you mentioned, Huzur Ghawsa Alam radiallahu anhu mentioned that if I'm in the east and my murids or my disciples or my murids, satr is being opened in the west, I will cover it for him. This is the power. And there's many stories of Huzur Ghawsa Alam where he's seen people far away in distress and helped them. He heard people calling for him and they were far away. With his power of ears, which, as I said, Allah says, I become the ears with which they hear. There's no limitation in the power of Almighty Allah. And Allah says in this Hadith Qudsi that I become the ears of those who become my beloved. So what this Hadith implies is, we should not lag behind. That means we must also strive to become close to Almighty Allah. Strive with whatever we have. That means spending our time to worship Allah, to learn about our deen, and to do things that will please Almighty Allah. That means, as you said, what is nawafil ibadat? That means after your farz, you read your nawafil. Like you mentioned the awliya ikram, sometimes they read thousands of rakats of nawafil. What for? It's a very simple reason. The reason is this. When you make salah, you become closest to Almighty Allah. You make salah, you're closest to Almighty Allah. And when you make sajda, that is the closest you can ever get to Almighty Allah. And we talk about miraj as a mu'min, it is salah. That means, as you lower yourself in humility and humbleness, you find that your soul becomes to soar towards Almighty Allah. So the more you humble yourself. Now humbling yourself is what? Because in salah you see every action is a symbol of humility and humbleness. How do you stand? With your hands folded. A person who is humble, he will, when you need a help from somebody, you will fold your arms and you put your head down. That's what we do in Salah. Why? Because we are standing in front of Almighty Allah. It mentioned in the hadith, worship Allah as if you see Him. But you, if you cannot see Him, be assured that He sees you. When Allah sees us, that means He knows exactly what is in my mind right now when I'm worshipping Allah. Is my mind thinking and glorifying Allah? Is my heart praising and glorifying Allah? Or my mind is full of other things? That means you're standing, this is the futility of many of us, that we're standing in front of Allah who has the power to solve every problem of ours. So, but when we stand, we don't seek the help of Almighty Allah, we start thinking of how we're going to solve this problem. So we say, Allahu Akbar. So as we say, Salah is the means of us getting close to Allah. So here we talk about obligating Salah. So as we said, you get closest to Allah when you make Salah. So the clever people, because who does not want to get close to Allah? Who can be more powerful than Almighty Allah? And who does not want to be close to Allah? Because as I said, there's His might and everything we get from Almighty Allah. So it means we have to submit. And they say the lower you become in humility, the higher your spirituality rises. So what is humility? This is one of the key of success. Humility is this. As I give you an example, you have a mango seed. You take the mango seed and you put it on the shelf, and mango seed says, I am a mango tree. It's just a seed. So if you have a pride, if you have pride and you think you are someone, you are nothing. But you take the seed and you throw it into the ground. You tramp it. It goes into the sand. Humility, humbleness. And then raindrops come on it, raindrops of mercy. Because when you humble yourself, the mercy of Allah intensifies. Just as the seed will start taking root, it become a tree, it bear flowers, it give fruit, it becomes beneficial. It's no more a seed, it's a beneficial tree. So spirituality is the same. You take your pride, you put it on the ground and stamp it and shed tears. In the fear of Allah, that tears, crying in Salah, crying for the sake of Allah, that tears will make that seed of spirituality in your heart become to blossom and become bright. And when you have this spirituality that is intense in your heart and is bright, and when you talk, your words will have that spirituality and it will make impact. You find pious people, they say a few words and it impacts many people. A typical example is Amir al-Sunnah, founder of Dawat Islami. He touched the heart of millions of people. Millions of people affiliated to him now with Madhvi channel as well, alhamdulillah. People have an opportunity to see this Waliya Kamil and his words. People, if you look on Madhvi channel, who is he affecting? Mostly young people. Watch Madhvi channel. You see weekly Ijtima of Dawat Islami in the Madhvi Muzakira. You'll find majority young people. How is it that this Waliya Kamil is affecting the young people? How come? Because, as he said, it is the spirituality in his heart, the spiritual light in his heart, that when it enters, when you have light in your words, it enters dark heart and transforms people. They have light in their heart as well. So this, when you have this light, your desire to become higher spiritually increases as well. So you find you become more devotional. You become more desiring to become closer to Allah. That's when you find that you begin to enjoy worship. You begin to enjoy Salah. You won't be amongst those people who only come to the masjid once a week, Friday. When Almighty Allah has made it obligatory that you must perform your Salah 5 times a day, you find many people are satisfied just to come and perform Salah once a week. In the night of Miraj, Salah was given as a gift. And where this gift was given? In the place called La Mata. And who gave it to whom? Allah said, Your gift for your ummah is 50 times a day salah. And we know, due to the intervention of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, the salah from 50 became 5. And look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, whoever performs salah 5 times a day will get the reward of performing 50 times a day salah. You have an appointment with Allah 5 times a day, which He made for you. This is an appointment that Allah Azza wa Jal made. And if you cannot appoint with Almighty Allah, can He be trusted? In non-worldly sense, if you have made an appointment for a job or anything, and you miss the appointment, and you regularly miss the appointment, would anyone trust you? So you will not like someone to say this person is unreliable, but you are unreliable because you're missing an appointment. So what about those who do not perform the salah? They cannot meet the appointment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Will you call them reliable? Will you call them trustworthy? Will you trust them when they openly defy Allah Azza wa Jal? No matter how pious they look, no matter what they do, if they are not performing salah, they are the friends of shaitan. Because he succeeded in making them ignore the hukum, the instruction, and what is farz. So would you and can you trust such a person? And as you said, this topic, you want to become close to Allah. And the first important thing is to be functional with what Allah Azza wa Jal has made obligatory. If you do what is obligatory, there's two, as you said, there's two levels of walis. One is those who do everything that is farz. The faraiz, they do it properly. And they stay away from sins. So they are the first category of wali. The second is those who do more. Nawafil. Like Zur Ghawth Adam radiallahu anhu. For 40 years, he performed Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha. For 40 years, he didn't sleep. And because when they worship Allah, they feel and they see the intensity of the ruh increasing in them. So the sleep that will be cut off. So they desire to have this nur coming to them all the time, 24 hours a day, because they love them. Because they know Almighty Allah sent us here to the dunya to increase us in spirituality, not in any other thing. So may Almighty Allah give us a tawfiq to understand that we have a limited time in this dunya, very limited. And we each have to reflect and look at our balance. I'm not talking about your bank balance. Look at your spiritual balance. Are you satisfied with what you have in your nama amal, in your book of deeds? Are you satisfied? You think it is sufficient for you to make you enable to cross the pool sirat? You think it is sufficient? If it's not, it's not too late. If you're involved in sins, this is one of the tricks of shaitan, to make you get engrossed in sins so that you will not be able to cross the pool sirat. But remember, Almighty Allah is most merciful. And Almighty Allah loves to forgive. All you have to do is turn to Allah Azza wa Jal with your mind and your heart and say, Ya Allah, forgive me. And be sincere. You must regret the sins. And then you find Almighty Allah, because sins become an obstacle to spirituality. So the first thing is, while you're doing the obligatory acts, don't get involved in sins as well. Make tawbah. And you'll find, alhamdulillah, as you increase in spirituality, you'll find the spiritual life pouring into you, and you can be classed as a wali of Allah. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand the message and act upon it. Ameen, bi jahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
May you keep ascending success, stay.